The following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey now, say now, what's good, y'all? It's Dev the Protector. It's about time to watch your head for the day. I'm hoping everyone's day was blessed, and let's get into what causes the stress. Injuries. Alright guys, today, we're going to talk about broken bones. Well, first off, how do you break your bone? The most common way to do it is probably trauma. And so, like, a sudden fall, or like a sudden like pull on your arm, or a sudden bend could break your bone. Like these most likely happen in like car accidents, basketball games, football games, lacrosse, hockey, lacrosse. It could happen to your face. Like you can get hit in your jaw, and your jaw could get broke. In basketball, I could give you guys a personal story actually. So, one day, when I was in sixth grade, I had an AAU game, and it was my last game of the day. I already had three, and the game started, and we did a jump ball. One of the kids landed on my arm, and at first, I didn't feel anything, because the ball went, to the side, and everybody, kind of dove for the ball to get the ball, and then, everyone got up. And I tried to get up as well, but I couldn't move my arm. And then, 3 seconds later, I felt, so much pain rush to my arm. And I just kind of, passed out on the floor. And when I woke up, I was in my mom's car on the way to the emergency room. And then I actually passed out again from the pain. And I woke up in the room with some doctors in, and my mom was in there. They told me my arm was fractured in three places. I had fractured it around my wrist, forearm, and elbow. I had to wear a cast for a little bit over a month. Before the cast, I actually had to have a splint on because my arm was, extremely, swelled up. And then I had to wait about 2 months to be able to get back on the floor and be able to, practice and go to games again. And then my arm was just, when I took my cast off, it lost so much strength, and I could, barely move it, and it was kind of, still in pain, because it was, being immobilized for about 2 months, so it was something different, and it was extremely painful. Wouldn't wish it on anybody. And then we're going to talk about the few severities of a broken bone injury. At first, we have the minor fracture. A minor fracture is also known as, an incomplete fracture, kind of. This happens when your bone doesn't completely break, and it's more like a hairline fracture, hairline crack, kind of. It has an intense pain, kind of like in my story. Also occurs in, an area that may become worse than, when you touch it. So, when I touch my arm, it, hurt extremely bad. There's a stable fracture. The broken ends of a bone line up, and they, barely are out of place. So it's like your arm's broken, but it's just kind of, off a little bit, which is something that can be aligned. Then there's something called an open compound fracture. This is when the skin is kind of, being impaled by your bone. So your bone's been knocked so far off track that it's trying to get through your skin. And in some cases, it actually goes through your skin. And the bone could be, visible, you know what I'm saying? And it could be, going through your skin. It happened to a basketball player in Kentucky. He tried to block a shot, and he landed, and his bone just popped right through his knee. And it was very gruesome. Probably don't want to look up the video, guys, but it was very gruesome. Then there's a thing called a transverse fracture. This is the type of fracture that's, a horizontal kind of fracture in a way. It's like literally going from right to left in your leg or in your arm or wherever the fracture is, and it's pretty clear. It's like a clean slit through it. There's a oblique fracture. It's more like an angled kind of, so if it's slanted going from top to bottom in a line type of way, that's more of a oblique fracture. Then there's a comminuted fracture. This fracture shows, that your bone is just, shattered. So, your bone could be like broken. It is broken, but it's going to show that it's shattered and like to pieces all kind of all around. So like it's like three or more pieces kind of just broken up kind of all over the place in your leg now. There's a stress fracture, which is a break in a bone that develops because of the repeated or prolonged forces kind of like against the bone. So it's like overuse, stressing that bone, kind of not really taking care of your body. And it finally just snaps because it couldn't take the stress that was being caused upon the bone anymore. And the bone just keeps getting weaker and weaker from this one because you're not really taking care of your body. So it kind of just gives up and gives out on you. The treatment for these injuries. So as my story was, I needed a cast, immobilization. So a cast, if you guys don't know what a cast is, it's like a plastic, like kind of fiberglass type of substance that wraps around your arm or your leg or wherever your broken bone is to kind of just keep you from moving it. And it's mostly used on like fractures because most broken bones can heal successfully once they have been repositioned. So like if you get surgery, the doctors kind of fix your bone up, reposition it for you. Or maybe sometimes you don't need surgery. And they have been like times that you actually don't need surgery for some broken arms. And like if they get repositioned, you can like just wear a cast or get a splint first, then a cast, and it'll heal on its own properly, which is why they want you to have a cast on, because if it's not being like immobilized, you could like keep injuring in it over and over, and the cast helps prevent that. I know in your knee there's also this thing you can use, a brace, but because the brace like limits your control and like kind of like immobilize your joints. But this treatment is mostly for some fractures. I mean, it's not really recommended for most, but like there are a few fractures that you can get away with by just wearing a brace. This next one isn't really used very often, but it's called traction. It's usually used to like align your bones by like steady, like a, it's like a really steady pulling action. It's not typically used as a definitive treatment, so it's not really like a in treatment, like the way the cast will like simply solve the situation for 2 months if you just keep wearing your you have your cast on. And you can't take your cast off once it's on either without going back to the doctor. So that's why I say the traction one's kind of push or pull. It's not really a good one to use. The next one is external fixation. So this one is an operation. The doctor will place metal pins or screws into your broken bone above and below the fracture site. So like if it's on your foot, they're going to put it higher around your ankle area, keep it stabilized. Or if it's on your knee, they're going to put it above your knee and under your knee to kind of mobilize the situation. And like the pins and screws are like connected to a metal bar outside of your skin. And this device is like stabilizing the frame of your knee or like wherever your broken bone is to hold the bone in like proper position while it heals. So it's kind of like the cast, except it's just not wrapped around your body. It's just keeping, they're all trying to keep the bone in one situated place so it can like stay together and not move and heal by itself. Now we have like open reduction and internal fixation. So this is also another operation done by a doctor, which may require surgery. So the doctor first repositions your broken bone and the fragments into their like normal alignments. So like if it's off track, maybe your bone, when you broke your bone, it got dislocated as well. They use special screws or by like kind of like adding metal plates, kind of like in the first one we just did. On the outer surface of your bone, they kind of hold it together by inserting rods down through the center of your bone, which if you were awake would be completely terrible, but they put you in surgery for this one. Now we're going to talk about the prevention to how to not break your bone. So you really want to eat well and eat things that are high in vitamin D. This will help you with bone strength. So drinking milk, dairy products, anything that's rich in calcium will really help you prevent or have you have a higher chance of not breaking one of your bones. And if you like strengthen your bones and do workouts to help get your bones stronger, it can also help not breaking your bones. You can also do exercises that are like for balancing. So like there's a lot of people that realize they have to work out and like stretch before doing these activities that they want to do. So like basketball players, they have to stretch before going out on the floor and trying to do all these types of acrobatic moves and trying to dunk and finish over people. They have to stretch. Stretching is a big one. You really have to stretch or like do some light jogs or do something before you just go out there and just use your body in ways that sometimes it's really not supposed to be used. Like if you go jogging or like on a treadmill or you go like hiking, you're like, there's a possibility you could like fall. So that's a way. Exercises are like a way to prevent you from falling. Like if you have a good ankle mobility, you have a higher chance of being able to just stay up and stand straight up and staying on balance all the time. If you work on that, everything will be smooth. I'm not saying that you won't break your bone, but your chances of falling on the ground and landing awkwardly and snapping a bone and having one of those serious fractures or serious bone injuries will be reduced for sure. And if you just get like a fitness routine, I mean, it will impact like the strength on your bones as well. Like I know as a basketball player, we work out every day and we have to stretch and we have to treat our bodies before and after practice. And like the bones like need to recover. So if you keep forcing on your bones and keep making them work harder and not like replacing them and giving them more energy to thrive off and feeding them and just giving them calcium, then your bones are going to keep getting weaker and weaker. And something you don't want to happen is going to happen next time you fall. I have a roommate, and he actually just recently broke one of his bones. And it's one that I didn't know was very common as well. And I had to take him to the emergency room. I had to leave class one day to go take him. And he actually fractured his jaw. And he got hit during his lacrosse practice with one of the lacrosse sticks. And he told me at first it hurt extremely bad. I took him to the emergency room where he had to go and get his jaw realigned. They had to lay him down and put him to sleep for a little bit. And they actually couldn't even realign him that day after they did all of that. And they kind of just fixed his jaw, tried to immobilize it for a little bit. And then they gave him this thing called rubber bands, and they kind of like wired his jaw shut for the day. And then he had to go back a few days later, and they had to wire his jaw shut completely. And now he can't talk or open his mouth at all. He has like a bunch of wires in his mouth that are like controlling his teeth movement, and he has to like blend all his food together, and he has to do it for 2 months, which really sucks. And you could tell he really hates it because he can't like eat the food he wants, and everybody tries to tell him how to like blend his food up and make him blend up pizza and things of that sorts of nature that, like, let's be honest, none of us would really want to blend up at all. I was saying, like, the most time you'll be out for a broken bone injury is about 6 to 8 weeks, so it's a few months that you'll have some downtime to just lock in and kick into yourself and figure out how to get back to where you were. And thank you guys for coming today and watching your head for today. Have a good one.